Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. The Bascom Lamar Lunsford Mountain Music Festival has been a seminal fall event in Mars Hill since 1968. The festival takes place each October on the campus of Mars Hill University, a fitting location considering that Lunsford was born on the school's campus on the site of what is now Cornwell Hall, and also because both of Lunsford's parents work for the school, his father serving as president of the school in its early years. Born in 1882 in Madison County, North Carolina, Lunsford was raised in a middle-class family which put education and arts above all things, but stayed close to the soil and the traditional values of the Southern Mountains. His varied careers included fruit tree salesman, bee and honey promoter, school supervisor, lawyer, professor, and newspaper man. But his calling and his legacy came from his efforts to preserve and promote the music and dance of the Southern Appalachian Mountains. It was said that Lunsford would cross hell on a rotten rail to get a folk song. The Bascom Lamar Lunsford Mountain Music Festival is the only one that Lunsford allowed to carry his name. In 1928, Lunsford started the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville as part of the annual Rhododendron Festival. The festival was such a hit that the local newspaper declared it should be an annual event. The Mountain Dance and Folk Festival is the oldest continuing festival in the nation and became a model for the National Folk Festival and other festivals that followed. Despite all this influence on the idea of the folk festival, it was not until Ed Howard, Mars Hill pharmacist and jazz musician, proposed the idea of a new festival to honor Lunsford that Lunsford agreed to lend his name. Howard pitched the festival as a musician's festival. It was to celebrate the bond between musicians and to give them a chance to gather and celebrate the music. Howard once said that if not a single audience member attended but musicians came, he would be happy. Thankfully, this scenario never played out, and for more than 50 years, audiences and musicians alike have enjoyed this homegrown festival. The Lunsford Festival is also distinct because it carries the central mission of its namesake. While the festival has offered multiple stages over multiple decades, it has always presented educational programs to help sustain and promote the traditions. While impromptu jams could pop up anywhere, organized jam circles offer budding musicians a welcoming opportunity to play with some of the best traditional fiddlers, banjo players, and guitar players in the region. The Ballad and Story Swap perpetuates a century-long legacy of ballad singing in Madison County. Each year, those participating line up in order of age. The oldest sings first, and the order descends all the way to the youngest. Then they start over, singing as many ballads as time will allow. This format often includes singers in their 90s, all the way to preteens. Ballad singers such as Betty Smith, Joe Penland, Bobby McMillan, and Sheila Kay Adams have been mainstays. Dance is also a key component of the festival. Multiple dance teams from across the region perform during the day-long festival. Dance made up the program for an entire evening of the festival when it was a multi-evening affair. One group that always performs is the Bailey Mountain Cloggers, Mars Hill University's very own clogging team. The team has won more than 20 national clogging championships and is unique as one of the only clogging teams representing a university. A newer feature of the festival is a community square dance called in the Big Circle Mountain style and dance to live music. Square dance calls are colorful. For example, one exclaims, "Dive for the oyster, dig for the clam, shoot for the hole in the old tin can. That's all there is, I do believe. Now kiss the caller before you leave." Big Circle square dancing gives festival attendees of all ages an authentic experience of how dance can be fun and community building. Each year, the ceremonies are highlighted by bestowing that year's Lunsford Award, a coveted recognition for significant contributions to the folk, musical, and/or dance traditions of the Southern Mountain region. The first Lunsford Award was given in 1980 to Madison County fiddler Tommy Hunter. Other recipients include Bard Ray, Obrey Ramsey, Delly Norton, Arville Freeman, Roger Howell, and Ralph Lewis. For musicians and dancers, festivals can often serve as a homecoming. As the colors creep up the mountains in the fall of the year, patrons and performers return to the birthplace of Bascom Lamar Lunsford to celebrate and participate in the traditions that Mr. Lunsford worked tirelessly to preserve. Learn more about the Bascom Lamar Lunsford Festival and many other music events at BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road Spotlight on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.